Hi, everyone. It's Molly Jo Rilley, producer of First in Fiction. Welcome to First in Fiction, your first stop for learning to write fantastic fiction. Tonight, we have co-hosts Erin Gansky and Tessa Emily Hall, and we are going to be speaking about the, well, if I can find it here, see, I did that again, how to write active description.
Am I being subtle? Is this subtle? Active description.
We had that all planned out, actually. Erin, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. Glad to be back here. I am the author of First in Fiction, as well as a bunch of novels, the Hand of Adonai series, Who is Harrison Sawyer, Heart Song, The Bargain, etc.
Okay, Tessa.
And I am Tessa Emily Hall, and I write young adult fiction, and I have a devotional book called Witch Talk Devos, and I work in publishing for a literary agency and a publishing company.
Hooray, hooray. So we are very professional, very successful authors, right? We do nothing else in our free time, right? We have nothing else going on in life. Yeah, that is kind of not true. But we are actively passionate about writing and helping you be the best writers you can. So tonight's topic, how to write active description. Co-hosts, let's start with Erin. What is active description?
Active description is any description that is active.
Active.
It works out. It gets
a job done. I saw that one coming.
Yeah, I know. I made it. Sorry, jokes. It's description where things are actively happening as opposed to passive. It's really, I think it becomes more apparent when you're looking at it in contrast to passive. Passive fiction, passive voice, which would be, this happened to someone, this happened by someone, someone, so, you know, this character noticed that, this character felt that, kind of these telling types descriptions, whereas active description, things are actually happening. You use active voice more often. You try and avoid characters who are standing around watching things happen, and instead you focus on the things that are happening, if that makes sense.
Right. Is it more like it also would go in line with the episode we did two episodes back, almost a deeper POV along those lines? Cool.
Yeah. Active voice is definitely the preferred voice for deep POV, for sure. Did I forget anything, Tessa?
I was just going to say, so with active description, the description is woven throughout the scene as the character goes through the scene. So basically, you don't have to press pause on the story in order to deliver the description, because it is unveiled at a natural pace. And so it's more true to life. And it's also, it does go with deep POV because the description is filtered through the eyes of the point of view character. And so each of us will be noticing different things when we go into a room. We'll notice different things, and that's because we're unique individuals, and so are your characters. So your active description will be unveiled throughout the scene and in a way that's coherent with your character, filtered through their eyes.
Absolutely.
So how do we accomplish this? This is a great way of writing, but how is it done?
There are several things here, and Tessa, I know you've got some points that you'd like to make, but I do think that a lot of this does come back to language, specifically your selection of nouns and verbs.
You're telling us to watch our language?
Yes, watch your language. In the words of Captain America, language. Marvel fans get it. Okay, moving on. So the selection of nouns and verbs is very, very important. Professional writers, we kind of have this mantra of avoid adjectives and adverbs. The reason we say that, and by the way, here's a little insider secret, adjectives and adverbs are fine if they're good. The problem is most writers tend to use adjectives and adverbs because their nouns and their verbs are not strong enough. So what you want to do is you want to find the right verbs, the right nouns, to the strong ones that can kind of carry the weight of the language and quickly and efficiently convey the ideas that you're trying to get across. If you are using a well-placed adjective or adverb that in some way adds to an equally strong noun or verb, then that can be okay. But you want to kind of avoid doing it. What happens is our nouns and verbs end up becoming lazy. And so we end up having to try and strengthen them by giving them the crutches of adjectives and adverbs. And really what we want is we want our writing to be strong. We want it to be able to stand on its own.
Us adverbs really don't like to be used.
I see what you said there.
Nobody ever gets that.
I really got it. I see clearly what you're doing there.
You really did, didn't you, Aaron?
Yeah. Tessa, what else do you have other than just the nouns and the verbs? What else would you say?
Yeah. So what I like to do when I personally love writing in description is probably, besides characterization, is probably my favorite part of writing. But I specifically like to write description that's coherent, not only with the character's perspective, but also with the emotion and the mood of the specific scene. So what you want to do is choose concrete nouns and active verbs that give the feeling that you were trying to portray in the scene and that set the mood for it. And you can also do this by choosing a metaphor too. I have an example that I like to use. So if you're going to talk about a room, a living room that's being dark or in dreary, instead of just saying that the living room was dark and dreary, instead you can say the living room resembled a cave with its dim lighting. And that kind of affects the mood in the way that it gives the feel that it is dark and dreary without having to rely on those words, on the adjectives dark and dreary. So this is just a way for you to be creative with your writing, is write description that allows you to not only give more characterization information to your readers, but also that can establish the tone of the specific scene. And you can do this by, highlighting details that serve a purpose for the story, but also details that your character will notice and that makes sense for your character to notice. And one way that I like to, one thing that I like to keep in mind when I do this is to incorporate all five of your senses. So before I write a scene, I will make a list of the different senses that I'd like to incorporate in that scene. And I just try to imagine that setting and incorporate those senses as the character walks through the scene. So again, the description doesn't slow down the pace, but it's delivered to the reader as the character steps through the scene.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wonderful information. Now, why is active description preferable to passive?
I think this kind of boils down to a couple of things. Number one, efficiency of language. You can be more efficient the more with active voice than you can with passive. Passive voice ends up becoming, you have to add more words. He noticed that. She saw that. He felt that. And now you're adding more words that really aren't furthering the idea at all. Instead, what I like to do is I kind of like to, in order to avoid that, I like to shift the focus from watching someone watching something to whatever it is that they are watching. So if you've got somebody watching a girl walk across the yard, let's say, instead of he saw her walk across the yard, which is, somewhat lazy, it becomes she sauntered across the yard. I don't need to say he saw her do it or he watched her do it because I'm already in his point of view. And so you eliminate a few words, number one. And number two, you kind of shift the camera from somebody sitting on a porch watching someone to the actual motion, to the actual movement, to the actual action. And so that becomes more interesting for the readers. It allows the readers not to watch somebody watching. It allows the readers to see what's being seen without having to be told what they're looking at. So for me, it's a lot about efficiency of language. And again, it kind of helps to keep in that deep point of view as well.
Yeah. And I'd also like to add that this kind of description is not going to interrupt the flow and the pace of your scene. So some writers, they will pretty much press pause on their scene and then they just write huge chunks of paragraphs about description, about their setting, their story world. But this kind of active description, it weaves itself into the scene as the character goes through it. And it's not that you have to write this way all the time. It just depends on the specific genre that you're writing, but also certain scenes will require this kind of description more than other scenes. So especially if your scene is high-paced kind of scene, then you will want to deliver just descriptive details in this way without slowing down the pace of the story and giving the readers a bunch of description, because you have to incorporate descriptive details in order for your setting and your story world to come to life for the reader. They have to feel as if they're there, but you want to do that in a way that's not going to slow down the high action of your story. If you're writing like a high paced kind of scene, like an action scene, you want to deliver those descriptive details without pressing the pause button. So those kind of scenes, especially, it's more important for those kind of scenes. But if you're writing a book that is more slow paced, or if the scene is more slow paced, then this isn't as important. It just depends on the genre that you write, because, you know, for literary fiction, it might be okay to have more static kind of description. Mm-hmm. Because it's not as high paced as other books. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the genre consideration is important to note also. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say which genres are best for what, but just make, you know, if you're reading within the genre that you're writing, you'll kind of get a sense for what the readers expect and what they're willing to, what they're hoping for and what they prefer. Most readers are going to prefer the active voice. Though I will say, kind of on the more literary side, we sometimes do use a little bit more passive description as well. So,
right, and you can do this with the five senses and also with emotion. And I will give an example just so it's more clear as to what we mean by using a verb rather than an adjective. So instead of saying the drink was hot, which is obviously written in passive language and it's very dull, you can instead just show it the reaction that the character has to that, which is the drink burned my tongue. So from that, we obviously, the reader comes to the conclusion that the drink was hot. And not only that, but we can recall probably on our own experience of that happening to us, of us burning our tongue from a hot drink. And then another example too, is instead of saying that a character sees something or hears something, you don't have to tell them that. You can write it in such a way that they catch on to that. So for example, instead of saying, oh, wait a second, that wouldn't make sense. Hold on. That's more about emotions. Sorry. Let me see. Okay, here's one. So instead of using an adverb to describe a sense of action, such as he ran quickly up the stairs, you want to replace that with a strong verb such as he hurried up the stairs or he rushed up the stairs. And the reason is because those verbs just convey a much stronger and immediate kind of sense of action. There you go.
So that is active description versus passive description. Something that, again, I feel like this is something that we do on second draft. This is, you know, first draft, we don't worry about it as much, but second draft, we definitely do want to pay attention to this. And again, helps us kind of get into that deep point of view. So I think that's about it. So we thank you all for hanging out with us again. We appreciate all your support. Don't forget to visit us and say hi at eringanski.com, tessaemilyhall.com, and mollyjoreilly.com. So until next time, thanks for listening. And good writing. I don't know why it didn't stop recording, but I forgot to say good writing anyway. So here we go. Now let's try it again. And good writing.